It's the big wake-up call. I'm Ryan Gatenby, and time once again we head on over to the World News Center and visit with Bill McCormick. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you this bright and slightly cloudy but still beautiful day?
I am feeling great. I just ate an entire container of marshmallow Peeps, so I expect there will be Peeps coming from my stomach a little bit later on, but I don't regret it.
There you go. Everyone needs a tradition.
Yeah.
Obviously, for those of you who celebrate their, worship on Good Friday, I hope you all have a pleasant and reflective day. It's, a day of importance, especially to Christians around the world.
And Passover also starts tonight. So if you celebrate Passover, happy Passover.
Yeah. I don't know if happy is the right word for that one, but okay.
Right, that's true. Well, right, but doesn't it, represent they made it through the desert? So, that is a happy occasion.
No, it means God passed over their home and didn't kill their children.
I thought it represented their, they got away from Egyptian slavery.
Nope, too early for that.
Oh, all right. Sorry, we'll edit that out for the podcast.
There you go. A couple of quick things here really quick. First of all, we want to welcome our new listener, and she's in Hong Kong and heading back to Beijing, and I'm sharing this because there's a bit of trivia you all might enjoy.
Ooh.
Her name is Zsa. She's a lovely lady. She reached out to me on Twitter. She listened last week, enjoyed the show, and reached out to me and said hi. Here's the thing. If you're going to a country that has more of an authoritarian rule, you can still listen to the big wake-up call there. You just have to clear it with your hotel or local internet provider. And you need them about 2 days to do that, but then you can watch it. We are on the okay list over there. I'm not. My books are not. But the big wake-up call is.
I'm always curious how people find us. I mean, that's just great. So they have to get permission in advance to, unlock our website or the podcast or whatever?
Right. Hong Kong is still, although Hong Kong is under Chinese rule technically, it's still operating under a lot of international treaties because, you can't just throw everything out, baby with the bathwater kind of thing. So in Hong Kong, you can just get it just like you could in Japan or Chicago or Aurora or anyplace else. You just tune in at 9, 10 a.m. Central Daylight Time and listen to the big wake-up call with Ryan and Bill. It's exciting. Or just Ryan on Thursday and Wednesday. And the rest of the week, you can just listen to Ryan if you don't want to listen to me. But anyway, you can do this, and I know this because she wrote me with the information on how to do it. Which I was like, okay, thank you.
That's good in case I ever want to broadcast live from Hong Kong or Beijing, and I want to be able to listen to myself.
There you go. There you go. But I know we have a lot of bon vivant and international travelers and the hoi polloi among our listeners. We have the best of the best in our listening audience.
That's right.
And we want to honor that and give them some options so they don't miss out. If, a business trip takes you to Beijing, you're still good. Don't worry about it. Don't panic. Don't sell your children. You're okay.
Right.
You can make this happen. So it's easy to do. Second of all, speaking of our listeners, who are the most wonderful listeners in the history of listeners, I want to thank them. Last week we did the public service announcement about internet scams.
That's right.
And watching out for your family and so on and so forth. And quite a few people, actually I would read the names, but we would waste the rest of the show reading names.
I still always wonder why people reach out to you and I never hear from anybody.
Well, I think in this particular case, it's because we always do my Twitter address, and it's only on Twitter that I get it.
Okay.
So it's clearly they're not following me on Facebook. They're not they never go to my website.
Uh-huh.
They never go to anyone else. Twitter is where I get it.
Okay.
And it's always, I always end up with message requests because they're not my friends on Twitter. But it's easier to get it on Twitter. So.
Well, wait until my college buddy Elon Musk buys Twitter, and then it'll all be about me.
Yeah, it probably will be. But anyway, until then, they warned me of one specific scam, which I had not heard of. And it was about an hour after I was reading all these things that I actually got hit with it. So I was like, yay, now I know it's real. But here's what it is. You get a text message, and it says, thank you for paying your bill. Here's a link to your prize. Now, if you think about it for a second, you're paying bills all the time. I mean, one day you're paying rent or mortgage on the house, you're paying a car payment, you're paying a rent, a credit card payment, you're paying the gas bill, you're paying the electric bill, maybe in some places you're paying the water bill.
Right.
Whatever, but more often than not, you've recently paid a bill, depending on how your brain processes the word recently. And so it's pretty insidious. And if you click on it, it starts getting right away into your personal information. I clicked on it. And it wasn't this bad. It was pretty much basically like, And remember, your login name is your 9-digit bank account or your 9-digit credit card number.
Oh,
and your password is your 3-digit CVV.
Come on. Like, I mean, have you ever gotten a prize for paying a bill? Like, I paid the light bill yesterday. The prize is they're not going to turn off my lights.
Yeah, I get the same prize. You know, I pay the gas bill and I get to cook food.
Right.
But they do this, and so a bunch of people, and the one thing that I noticed about it, and I actually talked to a few of our listeners, the conversation they're having, the conversation that they've gotten going, and some of them credit us for it, so this is kind of cool. It means they're actually paying attention. It's not a judgmental thing. It's not like, Grandma, don't be stupid. It's more like, if Grandma asks, or Grandpa asks, or your mom asks, or your dad asks, or anyone who's not comfortable with the internet asks.
Right.
Help them. Just reach out and go, no, don't click that. We don't have McAfee. We don't have Norton. You don't need to click that. You know, blah, blah, blah.
Right. Don't add like, no, 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 this is a scam, you stupid SOB. No. That's not what we're talking about, because there could be a scam someday, Bill, that is so insidious, you and I fall for it. So there is no judgment. That's why we just want to make sure people know. If you fall for a scam, right, it doesn't mean you're weak or, you know, something wrong with you. These scammers are getting more and more sophisticated.
Yeah, they are very, very sophisticated. And you remember a few years ago, one of my friends and a regular listener of the show, she fell for one of those Microsoft needs access to your computer.
Yeah.
And because she just gotten a new computer, and she's like, oh, it isn't set up right. I will get this now. And, you know, $600 later, she realized, hey, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
You know, it's insidious. They are insidious. And that's why I'm glad people are having this conversation and people are talking to each other. And I'm just glad people are having this conversation and talking to each other. You know, it stops the scammers in their tracks, because you can't report them to the police. The police have other things to do right now, unfortunately.
Most of these guys aren't traceable.
No. A friend of mine who does reverse IP lookup for a profession, he works for a law enforcement agency, he was saying that most of these things, when you just, out of habit, he'll check them out. And it's like they go through like three or four countries. They'll go through Russia to India to someplace else. But he goes, by the time you get to any sort of endpoint, you have no idea if you're looking at a real endpoint or yet another fake endpoint. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, pointless. You're wasting your breath and wasting your time.
But you know what? Yeah, it's involved somehow in interstate commerce, or then you can contact the U.S. Postal Inspection Service, and they have hunted down, they have broken up some of these big scam rings.
That's true, they have. And as a matter of fact, the Department of Justice just recently broke up a pump and dump group of investors who were hiding overseas.
Yeah.
For those of you who are new to the stock market, what it does is they purposely inflate the price of a specific stock, saying everybody's buying, it's a hot stock, and you see these ads, and they're another scammer. You get this email, it's like, such and such company is a hot stock right now, get in now before, you know, blah, blah, blah. So people buy in these stocks, the price goes up, and everyone's like, all right, I bought it for $10, it's worth 50, I'm going to make a killing. And then all of a sudden, the next day, it's worth 36 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Because all these people have sold their stock, flooding the market with useless stock now, because they've sold it for $50 a crack. You haven't, because you've been holding on to it thinking it's going to be worth something. It's an investment for your family, for your kids, for your grandkids, whatever. You think you've done something, and all of a sudden you're sitting on a loss. You know, your $10 is now worth 37 cents. You've lost $9 and change. And so they finally, you know, the Department of Justice was able to track these guys. And it's amazing. They were working out of Turkey, out of France, out of Germany, out of all over the country, all over the world.
Yeah.
But they got them. You know, so
this is why I don't invest in the stock market. I have held on to the U.S. savings bonds I got from my grandma every birthday from like age 5 to 18. Those are going to be worth something someday. I think they've matured. Yeah. I think those $50 savings bonds have matured at like $51.
Yeah, I was on the road in the 80s, and I was actually getting ready to go overseas, and I had them in my suitcase because I didn't have a home. I mean, I wasn't homeless per se. I was just living on the road with bands. And so I had like 10 of those things in my briefcase, and it turned out I could not take them into Europe as a currency back in the 80s because whatever rule was in place at the time. So I had to cash them out when I was in New York, and it was kind of weird standing in a bank with, you know, people, complete strangers. I'm, all right, here's this one I got from Grandma. Here's this one from Aunt Bertha. You got to cash them all out and put them, you know, make them into money. I don't know what they thought I was going to do, you know. I don't know what they thought. I don't care. Anyway, so those are the days. Those days are gone. But anyway, thank you very much to the Big Wake Up Call listeners. You are the brightest and most wonderful people. And I know you all smell good, and you're just wonderful, amazing people. Thank you very much.
That's right. And keep listening, because later on we're going to give away a pair of tickets to the Ninth Caller.
No, we're not.
No, we're not.
All right, let's move on here a little bit. I want to have some fun with things. I don't know if you've been paying any attention. The new Batgirl is coming out, and a lady named Leslie Grace is playing the part. She's Latina, Latinx, pick one. Anyways, she's been doing this part. She's been having a great time doing it. But I think one of the most fun things is that as she's been doing the part, she didn't really get a chance. Like, normally when Gal Gadot was going to do Wonder Woman, there was all this big run-up on it, and then they had people go to Gal Gadot, and they went over the history of Wonder Woman, mm-hmm. and they made sure that she was on point, you know, with everything. And she knew a lot of it, but that was inside of her. They made sure that, you know, she was going to honor the character and so on and so forth. With Batgirl, basically, they threw Leslie on a plane, flipped her to Scotland, and said, there's the suit. So she didn't have a lot of time to prepare. And somewhere along the way, she ended up getting an offer from Ben and Jerry's to promote a Batgirl ice cream.
Wow.
Which Warner Brothers approved of.
What is it? What? Like little grappling hook bits in it?
Well, you know, actually I was a little concerned about it too, but it turns out they're honoring her Latina heritage. It's churros.
Okay.
Churro-flavored ice cream.
Is this Barbara Gordon, or is this like after Barbara Gordon was paralyzed and became Oracle, and then there was a new Batgirl?
Nope, this is, she's Barbara Gordon, and her dad is Jim Gordon from all of the movies. He's played by J.K. Simmons.
Okay.
In this movie, you get Michael Keaton as the Batman, and she said that'll all get explained when you see the movie. Don't worry about it. You know, like, why is there not a Ben Affleck? There is a reason for that. And I guess part of that's going to be explained in an upcoming Flash movie.
Wait. So there's a new Batgirl movie. Michael Keaton back is Batman. That's not the big pull quote from this. And I have to watch a Flash movie to find out why Ben Affleck is no longer Batman. See, this is why people can't keep up.
You know, and it's funny. I would have agreed with you like a couple of years ago. But I've been watching people and it's like they get it. They're into it. They are completely invested in this. And now with the new Warner Brothers Discovery thing happening, they are making a concentrated plan to, first of all, they're looking to do more thematic things, like one, two, you know, trilogies, four movies, five movies. They want to fill in a theme. Whether or not those themes cross into each other like they do in Marvel is kind of irrelevant to them because there's just such a depth of material to choose from here. Unlike Marvel, where a lot of it's already tied in because of the Avengers and, you know, the East Coast Avengers, the West Coast Avengers,
right.
My buddy Thomas Tenney. Worked on the West Coast Avengers for a long time before he Freedom Force and Iron Man and a bunch of other stuff. And it's like, but all these characters have always been tied together since the late 70s, early 80s. Whereas in DC, there's a lot more single flow-through threads, you know. Yeah, you can bring the Blue Beetle into, you know, Young Justice or, you know, Teen Titans, but he's not necessary for him to be there. And Blue Beetle, I guess, shows up in Batgirl, so I don't know how they made that work, but there you go. Blue Beetle and Batgirl.
Okay.
But anyway, this is kind of funny, and I thought this was hysterical. Leslie Grace was talking, and, you know, they're like, you know, the whole thing with the ice cream and everything like that. And she said, when her mom was pregnant, she only ate Haagen-Dazs, specifically a vanilla flavor of Haagen-Dazs. So I was born having had like 400 pints of Haagen-Dazs pumped into my blood before I breathed my first breath.
I'm sure Ben and Jerry's loved all of those Haagen-Dazs mentions.
Oh, yeah. It's Haagen-Dazs, not Ben and Jerry's. My bad.
Oh, okay.
My bad. But they've got this new thing called City Sweets, and it's all urban flavors, and they've got the churro, so it's Haagen-Dazs.
Oh, okay.
And my apologies to all you Ben and Jerry fans out there. I didn't want to get your hopes up. So they got all this Haagen-Dazs, and she goes on and on about it. But anyway, the people from Warner Brothers basically reached out to her before she got on the plane and like, you cannot have the ice cream. They're not sending you any ice cream until after you finish the shoot because the suit was pre-made to fit your current body size.
Uh-huh.
We are not redoing the suit.
Right. Ice cream doesn't make you gain weight. It just fills in the cracks. Whatever you eat, ice cream just fills it in.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but can you imagine that? I mean, it's like she had no clue what the character was about, other than, you know, like what she'd been able to pick up a little bit on the internet and watch some other stuff. But she really was just kind of like, yeah, whatever. I really don't know about that. And here's the thing that I did not know, but I guess that they're doing this, is that the character Batgirl that they're making into this movie, they're basing it off of the Flash movie, which, of course, brings you to Michael Keaton, but also brings you to the Latinx Supergirl, which is going to be in the Flash movie. And then, you know, they've got, what do you call it? What's the guy's name? Brendan Fraser, who's playing Firefly.
Really?
One of the, as the villain in the movie. And she's like, she goes, I had no idea. She's like, when they talk about special effects, she goes, I just think I stand in front of a green screen and wave my hands and they wave their hands. And then you go back later and there's explosions and all this kind of neat stuff. Apparently they went with more practical effects with this. So Brendan Fraser has fire breathing stuff on his hands and, you know, on his weapons, where
cool.
He's actually shooting fire or stunt doubles, because you don't want to kill the cast. Stunt doubles who know how to handle the equipment are, you know, when they put on the Firefly uniform, they're actually flinging flame across the room, you know, at 400 or 500 degrees.
Yeah, that is an interesting choice of villain. I would never have thought that.
You know, actually, I'm glad. I was talking to our friend Patricia, because she's, even though she's no longer working with them directly, she still has, you know, a ton of friends in the business. And she said the one thing that they're trying to do is, again, as you and I discussed, they have such a depth of villains. You know, it's like when they start bringing out Scarecrow, when they start bringing out Firefly, when they start bringing out these other characters. So it's not always the Joker. So it's not always
right.
Whatever, you know.
But if we're getting a Flash movie, why can't I get Mirror Master then?
That was actually on the table, and I think it's because they're doing the multiverse thing that they didn't want to get insane, because a Mirror Master can actually send you to different universes.
Right.
As you watch the different cartoons. And it's like, that just gets to be too many. You get multiverses within multiverses collapsing on multiverses.
Yeah.
And they're like, whoa, we need to put a break on this somewhere. So we shall see. But I'm actually looking forward to it. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. Ezra Miller may or may not be the Flash for the rest of the future. Due to his personal habits, I wish him the best. Everyone I've talked to behind the scenes on this says he's not a bad guy, but he is in desperate need of therapy, and he's unfortunately surrounded by a group of yes men and yes women. And hopefully that someone, you know, can part the Red Sea there and get to him and say, hey, you need like 30 days to go chat with somebody.
Well, that's a good stopping point, Bill. Unfortunately, we're out of time, so I would love to pick this up next week. Since everything is on Twitter, just go to at Bill McSci-Fi and at Big Wake Up Call. Bill, thank you as always. We will talk next time.
All right, my friend. You take care.
Bye.